It might be one of the most stressful housing moves out there, helping a parent who needs to downsize, sell one home, and then look for another. Here to talk more about it, Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. And you have dealt with this scenario. Many of us have, in fact. An aging relative who really should sell, doesn't really want to, though. If you think moving is really a necessity for them, what are some things you could help them do to get maybe a little bit more excited about buying something new?
Right. So it's very difficult for these individuals to leave the home they've spent so many years in. So one thing you can try is first take them to go look at where they might be able to move to and hopefully get them excited about that. So if one of the issues is there's too many stairs to climb and a condo is something that you're considering, they might fall in love with the idea of living on one level, and that might help get them motivated to move forward with the idea of a move.
And there are so many options when it comes to moving. They've probably been in a property for a while. They're very comfortable with it. How do you start that process as to telling people whether they should consider condos or maybe another house that's smaller or even assisted living?
You know, that depends a lot on their health and their lifestyle. You've got a lot of older parents who are very active, still love to entertain, so moving into a very small condo might not be right for them. They might still want to have the space to have friends over and do Thanksgiving and what have you. So it really depends on the individual.
And emotion, very tightly wrapped up in all this. There's the emotional factor because the parents' home filled with all those memories. Does that lead to maybe a lack of rationality on this part of the seller and maybe a little bit of an overpricing situation?
Well, it can. But you know what I've seen, interestingly enough, a lot of time these folks have lived in the house for a very long time. They paid one-tenth what the house is worth. Their concept of the value of the house is not necessarily out of line. A lot of times the kids have unreal expectations because they, too, feel very emotionally tied to the house. They feel that, one, this is their home that they grew up in, possibly, and the other is they really want to, and as they should, get as much money as possible out of the house to help support their parents. And sometimes they're the ones who actually are a little out of line with what reality is.
All right, and on the flip side of the coin, always knowing the backstory helps you as a buyer. So if you know that the seller is in this situation, should you maybe be more patient or expect something different out of the way the house is priced?
Well, you do need to be more patient. Sometimes these sellers are very firm, willing to stay there, and especially if they're not overly excited about moving. They may be harder to negotiate with, but patience, doing your homework, not getting over your head and getting too emotional about it, but making an educated offer is the best you can do. And if it doesn't work out, well, it doesn't work out. But oftentimes if you work with the other agent and try to help the sellers get what they need ultimately, you can make it work.
Yeah. How's everything going in the market right now? We heard that summer was pretty crazy into the fall, and then we have this little dip right now. Is this kind of a slower period?
Well, you know, we predicted that, even though historically this is a slow time of year, we predicted that this year will be very active, and it's looking like it is. Things have not slowed down, and I think that's going to continue through the end of the year.
All right. And we were hearing that the spring could be a little crazy, so this could be a time to gear up for that. I don't know.
Could be. We'll see.
All right. Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster.